You're listening to the audio production of 365 Devotions for a Thankful Heart, published by Zondervan and read by Susie Althans.
January. January 1st. Awakening Gratitude. O come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker. Psalm 95, verse 6. A quick step to a thankful heart is to spend a few minutes worshiping God. Open your Bible and read aloud a favorite psalm, Philippians chapter 2, or any favorite passage. Sing a classic hymn. Thank God for evidence of His presence. Another idea. In your journal, share your reaction to Brother Lawrence's thoughts on worship. To worship God in truth is to recognize Him for being who He is, and to recognize ourselves for what we are. To worship God in truth is further to admit that we are entirely contrary to Him, and that He is willing to make us like Himself if we desire it. We must worship Him by a humble and true adoration of spirit in the depth and center of our souls. Brother Lawrence, a 17th century monk, was the author of The Practice of the Presence of God, in which these and other thoughts about worship are found. The book's very title seems synonymous with the psalmist's call to worship the King, and spending time in worship awakens gratitude in our hearts. Father, You alone are worthy of worship, and I praise You for helping me know that joyful truth. January 2nd. At work behind the scenes. A man's heart plans his way, but the Lord directs his steps. Proverbs chapter 16, verse 9. Have you ever had to make a decision and then watch the situation turn out better than you'd hoped? Consider a couple of examples. The worship leader needed a substitute singer in half an hour. He wasn't sure why Haley came to mind, but he was confident she was the one he should call. Haley had just been turned down for the lead in the school musical, and now she was the worship leader's first choice. The temp agency sent many possible hires to the human resources department. One of them, Brenda, had been interviewing at various businesses and sensed God telling her to accept the first offer that came. Before he interviewed people for the position, the decision maker in HR had prayed for guidance, and he was the first to offer Brenda a job. Now, another believer brings God's light and grace to that company. When we realize that the Lord has worked behind the scenes, let's be quick to thank Him. Hindsight offers many reasons to grow in gratitude. I am grateful, Lord, for the hope and peace-giving truth that You are at work in my life. January 3rd. God's Rhythm. The seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord your God. In it you shall do no work. Exodus chapter 20, verse 10. Are you someone who reads the instructions before you start assembling the bike or the bookcase? Paying attention to what manufacturers have to say about what they've made is a good thing. In the command to rest from Exodus, the fourth of the Ten Commandments, we see a basic rhythm God wove into His creation. 6 days of work followed by a day of rest. How could we regret setting apart that one day to rest and let God reorient, redirect, recharge, and refresh us? After all, when we do so, we are living according to the manufacturer's specifications. Sometimes, though, a manufacturer doesn't address every situation that might arise. Many of us have learned, for instance, that turning off our computers or smartphones for a few minutes and then restarting them can override a glitch, and we're good to go. But you and I are far more complex than any computer or smartphone. Let's be thankful that God knows how important it is for us to turn off, to slow down, to rest, so He can reset us for use again in His kingdom work. God has given us the instructions. All we have to do is follow them.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?